neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
In the process of making the Mishkan, in Parshat Terumah, we are informed how the donation was brought. So now the Avnei Shoham, that is a precious stone that was used for Bigdei Kohanim, it's mentioned last. So that's very puzzling because, first of all, the value of the precious stones and where it was used, it should have been listed at first, not last. So Midrash explains that at the time that the Hakadosh Baruch Hu asked Am Yisrael to bring donation for the Mishkan, so the head of the tribes, they said, will wait to see what Am Yisrael are going to be missing for Mishkan, and then whatever they're missing will accomplish, will make up for it. That's why we see that the name of Nesi'im, there's a yud missing, because the lacks to be swift, to show excitement, to bring donation for Mishkan. So then the Midrash says, after they noticed that what a mistake they did, so Hashem sent clouds of glory to river of Pishon to bring these stones to the Mishkan. So now even though that Nesim brought the most precious part of Mishkan, but because the way they dealt with participating in the Mishkan was not a right way, because they should have shown swiftness and excitement. So that's why it's listed in the end, rather to be listed in the beginning. Happened to be a story about Harav Ibn Ezra, that we see his comments on Chumash. It's a very deep and beautiful explanation that he has. He went through a very hard life. He had a lot of difficulties, and his financial status was very, very difficult. His brother, one time, as he was traveling, he went to a city for giving lectures in that city. So the custom of the city was that if the guests would come to the city, they would take turn. That, like, every family had a turn, that the guests should stay with special families. So it happened to be on the Shabbat that he arrived the city, he was supposed to be hosted by a very, very wealthy and very, very, at the same time, stingy. So when the wealthy man was informed that he's going to have a guest, so he was debating, you know, how he can take care of him. So he decided that first he has to feed him, and then he put aside the good stuff for himself, so he will not be able to eat the one that is happened to be the guest over his house. So what did he do? So he went early to the market and he bought a very nice fish for himself. And then on Erev Shabbat, like before sundown, that they sell things very cheap. So he went and he bought three old fish, so to give it to the guests. So fill them up, so and then bring the good fish later for himself to eat. So Harav Emezda, after Arvit, after Leil Shabbat, Shabbat night, walks to his house, and then they say Shalom Aleichem, Kiddush, Netilat Yadayim, Hamotzi, and then he sits at the table. And then he sees three small fish, and he smells the fish, Hashem Yerachem. So now Harav Ibn Ezra brings his head down and looks at each fish and kind of mumble to each fish. So the host, he says, who is this man? What is he doing? He's doing sorcery, kishufim. What is he doing? Yeah. So he says, Hashem Yerachim. So the host asks Halav Ben Ezra, you know, what are you doing to this fish? So he tells him, you know, I'm inside the rider after Chumash. So I was very, very much wondering that exactly the details that happened in Qiryat Yam Suf, how did it happen? So when I looked at this fish, I realized that they were at the time, they're so old that they were at the time of Qiryat Yam Suf. So I asked the first fish, what can you tell me about the at the time that the sea was split, at the time Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom? So he didn't know. So I asked the second fish, also he didn't know. So I asked the third fish, so he told me his brother is in the kitchen. Yeah, he knows. So the host realized, yeah, the host realized that Babat Kasi Tarafe. And this this guest, Mashu. So he was very, very embarrassed, and he did teshuvah. He brought the fish and gave it to the guest. So now the story is a very interesting story and relates to Nesi'im. Unfortunately, you know, they laxed, you know, to be excited to bring something for the Mishkan. And it's very unfortunate. You see the list of the donation, what the Nesi'im they brought, it was in the last. Why? Because from here you learn, it doesn't matter what you bring. It matters how you bring it. How, you know, you're excited to serve Ribono Shel Olam. It's a very, very powerful message that one should always have in mind. It's not that what the quantity or what the great name it makes my avodah to take place. The quality and how you do it, it matters. Hashem Zakeinu, the serve Hashem with ilahavut, with excitement, with simcha, b'zad Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.